I have people skills.
Okay, but you're helping me with this.
This is a nightmare.
Help! Excuse me.
Oops.
Oh, it was just a nightmare.
This is Help Desk Nightmares. This podcast takes a look at the interactions help desk and support techs have on a regular basis and the nightmares we encounter. This is episode 30, VPN.
I'm really afraid to do impersonations because they always turn out really racist.
Oh.
They do. Because I don't know different dialects.
Funny.
We do New York.
Now
that's
I'm gonna,
the only part.
Now everyone can listen to me while I'm doing this part.
Are you recording?
Yep.
Wait, are you really?
Yep. Mm-hmm. Welcome back, everyone,
okay,
to
welcome
the next
back.
Episode of
we were,
Help Desk Nightmares,
welcome
episode 30.
Back.
It's been a full
wow,
1 week.
30,
it's
like
been a full
me.
1 week since we last saw one another. Anything new?
One another.
Anything new?
Oh,
no.
Yeah. How was... where'd you go, Carolina? We said that last time.
Yeah, we did. We already did that.
That's why it's funny.
Went to a pool party last night. That was fun.
Oh. You didn't say that last episode.
I told you about the goggles and you didn't seem interested.
I think you were lying.
Don't let me connect.
Anything interesting?
Lori did tarot for my buddy and it was really weird.
Tarot?
Call me now.
She does a lot of tarot. She did.
It won't let me connect.
She's starting her own podcast called
CallMeNow.com.
Yes.
Sucks.com.
Oh, let's look for one for her.
No, I've already looked. She's getting Madam T. But T-E-A.
Wait, this is a real
Lori.
Thing?
Yeah. She does a lot of tarot.
TarotByLori.com.
No.
That's way better than your whatever. What did you
Madam,
say? Tarot?
Why does she do tarot?
Because... Oh, I can't do Madam T because it's $2,200.
Yeah, oh. Tarot by Lori. Buy it right now.
No. She doesn't... $1, I want to be part of this.
By Lori,
I'm buying
U-K-U-S.
The LLC for her. We'll get this good.
Wait,
you
this
can't
is
get
a
the
real
website
thing.
If it's already taken.
I'm not going to buy that one. Don't
what
buy every
website?
Single iteration. No.
Let's see.
No, I've already...
Lori loves tarot. dot com.
But does she, though?
$12.
How long has she done tarot?
For a couple of years.
Lori T. Tarot.
Is there a school for tarot?
No.
Ow.
You just got, did you just hit your head on the mic?
Something. Did you hear
You're
it?
Dumb.
I did it on.
I wonder if it's my glasses.
She's done tarot at parties.
Hope
she's been
scratch.
Hired. People
what?
Give her a lot of money to do it.
I call bullshit.
I swear. You wanted to come in and do your tarot reading on the radio?
I'm not paying
the radio?
For it.
No, you don't have to. She does it for free. People give her tips.
I'm not tipping.
No, don't.
Like, don't take any wooden nickels?
What is...
That's if, a tip.
Why? Why am I not... I take wooden nickels all the time.
OMG, I think I scratched my glasses.
Your brand new glasses?
Oh, you're so funny.
Nope, I didn't.
Okay, good.
Just a piece of dust.
Oh, my...
Oh, my God. I would have been so sad.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my
Becky.
God.
It definitely is not letting me connect the website right now, so...
Oh, you probably maxed it out.
Fire, okay, there's a fire, so. Is estimated at $500, guys.
No way. We should auction that off.
Our site is estimated at $638.
Wait, what? Whoa. This isn't a real thing.
Yeah. Ding, 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 ding. Okay, let's go back to the top of our episode. This episode, we're talking about VPN.
VPN.
So last episode, we talked about remote desktop protocol. Jen, what is remote desktop? Just
remote.
Kidding, we did that already.
Yeah. Oh, man, you
what
need to drink
VPN
more coffee.
What does VPN stand for, Jen?
Virtual.
Yes.
Something.
She's looking it up. Give her a second.
Private network.
Oh, Googling it?
Yep.
Good job.
Google's our friend.
Virtual private network.
I don't understand
VPN. What's a VPN? Does anyone know about VPN?
I've used them, but I don't understand what it is.
Yeah, I have no idea. So.
It's like the idea of pushing all your traffic through a specific server, right? So it's more secure. Like,
yes,
all my traffic goes through your server. In theory, it's supposed to be more secure, and I can access stuff on that server and work from there.
So there's a couple of different instances you can use VPN in, like a corporate setting. It used to be only like the corporate setting. So for your company, you would have a VPN server, and that's how people would connect to your network resources, your shared folders, and anything like that. And now everybody's like, oh, I want to use a private, I'm going to use my home, I'm going to use a VPN at home. So then they connect through a service. You have to pay for it. Usually don't use a free one. That's not a good idea. A VPN service. And basically how it works is, so VPN, a virtual private network, is a tunnel through an encrypted tunnel to a server. So if you're using, like for home, you're buying a service, you're using their specific server, and then you're connecting out to the public internet. So normally how it works at home, you've got a modem router and you connect to the public internet directly. Comcast or AT&T or Charter will assign you an IP address. And then when you go on the public internet, everybody can see your IP address because they have to connect and talk to each other. If you use a VPN for like a home scenario, you connect directly to the VPN through the public internet, but then that VPN server connects to the public internet. So anything that you visit, your porn websites or the dark web, they're seeing the VPN's IP address, not yours. So it's it's good for, it works sort of like a proxy would work, but if the feds want to come and see what you've been doing, all they're going to be able to see is the VPN's IP address. They're not going to see necessarily that your IP address went to all these bad websites, Jen.
Or however, you know, in my opinion,
though. Do you
have to
pay for that, though?
You typically do, yeah.
You should. There's free ones, but they're just harvesting all your data.
Well, I think even some of the more expensive ones, in my opinion, they are keeping logs of everything. So if the feds go after them and they're like, hey, I want to see what's going on your network, they can say, Mark downloaded 45 terabytes of illegal
music.
They'd
have to subpoena it. ISPs will just freely give it to whoever asks for it and say, so the police or whoever will go to the ISP, Comcast or AT&T, and say, who had this IP address during this time frame? And then they'll say, oh, it was Jen. And then they'll just look at all the stuff that you went to and what you did. And this is what Jen did. Mm-hmm. And also, I guess I didn't remember that IP addresses are like assigned in blocks. So if you have 123.123.1.74, your neighbor probably has .75. The other neighbor might have .78. Like, it's geolocated. So everybody in the same city or the same area has the same block of IP addresses. So they can tell also by that general block, generally where you are. Anybody can, if they look at what's my ip.com or whatever, can see generally where you are by your IP address, which is weird. So VPN helps with that. But again, like Cody was saying, if they want to get it, they probably will have to subpoena it, the feds or the police, but they can still get it because it's all logged on the VPN server. It's just also not as easy as going to the IP to Comcast and Comcast saying, here you go.
Right.
Significantly slower as well, because you have to, you're calling out to, what's kind of cool about them is a lot of them allow you to choose which server you're going through. So say there's some media you want to view over in Russia that you can't view here for some odd reason. You can set it to a Russian server and you can see everything that Russian internet users end up seeing on a daily basis. So a lot of people in those countries use those to connect to an American server so they can view things on Netflix. Like, that's the biggest thing, is it's so highly restricted over there that you can use a VPN and say, hey, I want to watch
Orange
is the New Black, but
like Facebook and stuff, and
stuff like that.
Yeah,
the connection through a VPN tunnel is also encrypted, whereas your going out to the public internet for anything at your home is not. So it's just anybody could see it if they wanted to,
which is fine with me.
Yeah, if you're not doing bad stuff,
it's creepy.
If you're doing bad stuff on the dark web, you should use Tor. Don't use a VPN because somebody's going to get to it anyway. Tor works differently. We're not going to talk about Tor right now.
Yeah, Tor. Isn't Tor for like Torrent Guard and different things like downloading shared? Have you ever heard of news?
The news? Yes.
Yeah.
No, news every files.
ABC? Comcast?
News Group. Isn't it News Groups?
Newsweek?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, News Groups. There are these really, really weird things. It's like Usenet News Group.
Usenet.
A repository usually within a Usenet system for messaging or messages posted from many users of different locations.
I thought you said suppository.
You put this news group suppository up your beehole and explicit.
That's the most explicit thing Cody has ever said on the podcast, because he doesn't say swears.
I think we should play games on this podcast.
Okay, come up with a game.
I'll bring personally incorrect next time we're out here. It's gonna get really awkward.
Is that the drawing one?
So here's another instance where VPN is good for like home users, and then we'll talk about how businesses use it a little bit, but it's essentially the same. So if you go to Starbucks and you use their free public Wi-Fi anybody can super easily get any of the data that's transmitted on that open Wi-Fi connection. Anybody who wants to can super easily. So never go to a banking website or PayPal. My stomach's making noise again. at a Starbucks, because anybody, if they want to, can get your stuff. They're going to get all your banking info and steal all your money if they feel like it. So a VPN is good for that in that it encrypts that data, but depending on the service you use, again, it could be somewhat slower.
Yeah, I've had it on my cell phone and I've had it on a computer.
I don't know who that is.
It's just brutal.
Just the longest text ever.
Oh.
About the celebrities your sister saw? Oh.
Similar.
yeah. So it can be similar, like the home ones, they have apps, like you can get it for your Android phone. I don't know if you can do it for iPhone. And for your desktop. So it's easier than trying to set up a VPN connection through the network connector on your Windows operating system. For corporate environment, I didn't read them. I guess I'll read them after this. And you'll see that users don't understand, I guess, that you still have to have a public internet connection. It's not a magical connection that replaces Correct. The public internet to your workplace. You still have to have a connection to the public internet. And the VPN connection goes through that, but it encrypts it. And
now,
secures
I believe
it through a server.
Some larger organizations do end up creating, like, connecting a fiber line from one location to another. So they have that direct.
Yeah, if you have multiple connections, you would have to do that. Used to be a T1 line, and now we have fiber cable.
T1 used to be the best.
Really?
Yeah. Did you have dial up ever?
Super slow now.
Yeah.
Oh, dial up was.
Did you? That's not what it sounded like.
Yes, it is.
No.
Okay, so here's the bad thing about VPN. If you're using it for the workplace, it's great if you have to get, like I said last time, it's you're only connecting to system resources. So from your computer, it's not a separate special window to get to work. It's just your computer is now connected to the network at work. So you can see your shared folders or you can see your different files as if you were in the office.
I'm still
But unless you have the specific program installed to your home computer, you can't open QuickBooks and use those files. You can't open your content management system unless it's web-based and right. do the same thing. So it's not, I mean, for us, we wouldn't use just VPN because it wouldn't make any sense.
So
we
what
don't just
is
use
more
Excel
secure?
And Word.
Because you're saying that it someone can hark into. They can hack into RDP.
So you can use them in tandem if you use a VPN connection to your office, to your workplace in tandem with RDP. I don't know how to set that up, but lots of places I looked at online were like, you can use two-factor authentication for RDP, but it's better to use a VPN connection that's encrypted with RDP instead of just RDP by itself.
So like if you are a business and you use VPN, can the cops still get that information?
The cops can get whatever they want.
Yeah.
I mean...
Yeah. I'm just thinking, like, what would be more secure?
Well, so businesses don't use a third party. Businesses will generally have their own VPN server.
Oh,
at least big
okay.
businesses that use it will have their own VPN server. So you're connecting directly to the office.
So you don't get one through
the encrypted tunnel. You're
that
not going to
sense.
A third party and then to the office somehow. It's just there.
Oh, okay.
Like they own the VPN server that you're using.
Mm-hmm.
Like that employee that we had, and we didn't know how
oh,
anything
my gosh,
was set
yeah,
up for her.
That was
her.
A while ago.
Yeah.
And then we deleted all of the VPN settings for her. Then she asked us to set it up again because she wanted to help them out. Sorry.
Yeah, we don't know how to do that.
No.
I don't know what you're talking about.
It was
a head of a department, a co-head.
Oh. I don't feel like that's what she was.
F is weird.
What?
That's not F. You do it weird.
It is.
No, it's this.
Nope, that's not what my app says.
Okay, so along...
I took
app,
ASL.
This. They're doing some
No,
language.
It's not. In school.
What is
school?
Azzle?
Catholic school?
Ooh.
It actually was in high school, so.
Oh, so Catholic.
Public.
So in, oh no, you go.
No, you go.
I have a tip, but I think we talked about it.
We're not doing a tip. You write it down. You remember it. Because we're going to do our.
It. Write okay. it down.
No.
I wrote mine
no.
down.
Oh, you're so funny. So here's our This Week in Help in what?
What?
This Week in Help Desk History. I was going to say Tech and Help Desk History. What year was the first launch from Cape Canaveral? July 24th, the first successful rocket launch occurs at Cape Canaveral. The rocket Bumper 8 was a captured German V-2 modified with a U.S. Army Corporal Second Stage who's practicing his Rochambeau, rock, paper, scissors. Cape Canaveral's location is No, it doesn't say is. Cape Canaveral's location in the southeast is an ideal site for rocket launches in the United States. By launching eastward, rockets are able to take advantage of the linear velocity. None of this matters. Blah, 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 blah. Launching towards the ocean away from populated areas. Safety downrange from the launch is maximized in case of problems. Like, what was that spacecraft that blew up?
All of them?
Apollo. No.
Nope. Definitely not. I don't remember the name of it. Anyway, July 24th of this year, the first launch from Cape Canaveral.
Okay, are we ready?
Oh, I don't want to lose anymore.
Well, try harder.
Rock, paper, scissors, says shoot. 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 Rock, paper, scissors, says shoot.
You've just been doing it a lot of times?
Yep.
That's and so nobody's weird. Won?
Rock, paper, scissors, says shoot.
There. Oh, yes. Okay. You want me to go first?
Yeah. Duh.
19...
Make sure we were recording.
19.
Try and remember when the Model T was created.
38.
1939.
No, she can't do that. Take 50. That, yes, take that away. Stop her, Mark.
You did it last time.
No, I didn't.
Did he not?
I went below you.
Well.
Well.
I would.
Okay. 1950.
Jen's a bad person. 1950, July 24th, 1950. First launch from Cape Canaveral.
Jen'sabadperson.org.
Sorry.
Oh, can we get that one?
Oh my God.
Stop.
He has so many.
I don't know how.
I'm such a good person.
Let's see. That's because they're like $3.
Yeah.
Jen.
As for the first year, it's always like $1 or $3.
Yeah. And then you just don't set it to auto renew. Jen'sabadperson.com.
Oh, $12. Not worth it.
That US is $1.
Get it.
Jen's a bad
is there like
person.
A dot Canada?
Dot me.
Dot NY.
Dot XYZ. Dot club. Jen's a bad person. Dot club.
Oh.
Dot solutions. Jen's a bad person. Dot today. That's funny.
That is a good one.
That is funny.
Dot shop. Jen's a bad person. Eels. Dot com.
Who adds eels at the end of it? Thanks, GoDaddy.
We're going to get today. Dot today. Jen's
I'm
a bad
not.
Person. Dot today.
I'm a good person.
I have so many. It's like our boss has so many.
I know.
I don't want to spend $8 per domain per year for protection. Okay.
That's okay. Making you're a lot hungry, of noises huh? Again.
Cody's tip of the week.
Because I saved all my calories so I could have coffee. No, is it Cody's tip of the week time?
Can it be? While you're doing this?
It's
Cody's tip of the week.
Jen's a bad person.
I saw that.
Jen's a bad person. Dot today, everyone.
Congratulations to one of our old listeners.
I don't know who that is.
Yes, you do.
I mean, the person that she's engaged to or whatever.
Oh, okay.
No, we don't do this. This is the answers from Help Desk Nightmares. So, second episode questions. User Antonio asks...
You got to say it like that.
Nope. User Antonio asks, my iPad is not working because I hit it.
Oh, wait. So, asking if they hit it or not. Yes, you hit it.
I need help. I accidentally spelled wrong, hit my iPod. iPod or iPad?
It's confusing. I don't know. I can't figure it out.
It's spelled wrong.
It's still working inside.
I still receive spelled wrong notifications, but the screen is constantly black and won't activate when I press the wake button. What is the problem? Is it expensive? And what is broken inside?
I don't know. Buy a new one. It's as easy as that. It is
well,
not
I think
worth...
it is an iPad that he was trying to
it's
say.
It's an iPad.
How do you know you're getting notifications? The sounds, I guess?
Boop, boop.
It makes sounds that you're receiving notifications.
So the screen is broken.
Oh,
you screwed it up.
Yeah, I don't know.
Why did you hit it?
I know. It's like you...
You accidentally
did
hit it?
Did you hit someone with it or something or you dropped it? Like, different.
Threw it at his wife.
Ouch.
Or husband. User Alex wants to know, how does my PS2 know the time after it's been plugged out for years?
Okay, I actually know this one. There's a little...
Wait, he has a paragraph question.
I just plugged back in my PS2 after it had been in storage for years to play a game I am borrowing from a friend. And when I was reconnecting cables and setting things up again, I noticed the internal clock was precise down to the minute. It was off by an hour, but that was only because of daylight saving. It's not savings. I can explain how modern consoles do it because they could connect to the internet and resync the clock that way. But how does an offline console keep the time?
It has a little coin battery. It's like a CR2032. A little battery. That's inside there. That
is that the guy in Star Wars?
Yes, a bebop voodoo hoodoo. No, there's a little battery. It's in all of our computers, all of our laptops. There's
it
a little
a
battery,
guy?
A watch battery.
A bedoo wop.
Yeah, you got a bedoo wop.
R2D2.
Bedoo wop. I'm going to make a little bedoo wop robot.
That's weird. Anyway. Yeah.
So there's a little battery that keeps the time the entire time. It's the same reason that your desktop computer can be unplugged for 5 years, and when you plug it back in, it'll still have the same BIOS time.
Let's see if anybody said that. It has a clock. Oh, it has a clock in it that runs from a backup cell.
Yep.
Or maybe it gets time. It gets time from the infernal net when it is connected. It's confusing.
Infernal net. That's terrifying. Is that like the underworld?
This is a question for Cody. Fortnite on PC help?
Yes, I got
User
this.
User Hunter asks, I got a new gaming PC, a Cyber Pro GMA 2800.
A grandma 2800.
I'm able to play other multiplayer games except for Fortnite. I can rarely find a match on this game, and when I do, I cannot pull out a pickaxe, and soon after the match starts, I'm kicked from the game. Does anyone know the solution to this? Don't play it on PC.
No, PC's the best. Uninstall it, and then reinstall it. Try that first, but I don't know why this person's struggling so bad. I also don't know what a Cyber Pro Grandma 2800 is.
Nobody's answered.
No one answered. Uninstall it and reinstall it.
Am I not logged in? Oh, I am. It just doesn't have Cody's picture.
Oh, that's sad. There we go.
What?
Add account. Oh. Let's play some Fortnite later, Mark.
Oh, man. It didn't take my answer.
Mark's played video games with me.
Thumbs up my own
like
post.
Once. And then I think my friend scared him off.
Oh.
No, I did like 2 times. I just don't have time to play. I don't want to play that anymore. Let's see. User can't see it. User frown face asks, I spilt cereal and milk all over my DVDs and wiped them down with Windex and tissue paper and scratched them up good. Why are they still able to play perfectly? BTW, I did use a Windex and a microfiber cloth on them after, but saw scratches all over them from the tissue paper, I guess.
So in actuality, on a CD or DVD, there's a clear plastic coating over the data. So you didn't actually scratch up any of the data. You scratched up that clear plastic coating, and modern lasers are able to bust through that pretty easily.
Remember when we used to use CD players in cars? And I would always skip because they were super bad.
Back in the old
super
days.
Bad.
Or remember, like, if you went over a bump, it would skip.
Yeah, I had one of those CD players that was like this big, and I'd put it in my pocket. When at school. Why? Did you not do
like
that?
Like a Discman?
I don't know. It would have been off-brand, let's be real. Couldn't afford no Sony stuff.
A Walmart man.
Listening to my Walmart man, guys. Do you either of you remember those little clip plays? It was made, it had like a little chip.
We're older than you, so we probably do.
Okay.
But I don't know what you're talking about.
It was like a little media player about this big before
Zoom. MP3. Oh, yeah.
And then you'd put like a chip that's this big. You'd go boop and it'd play one song.
But it was like Barbie.
No, it had like Backstreet Boys.
Oh, I had like a Barbie one. Google it.
No, thank you. Let's see. Next question from Jen. Oh, user Ace wants to know, my mom thinks I'm giving her an attitude even though I'm not even doing anything. Should I yell at her back and show her attitude?
No. Show respect to your mother.
Isn't that so weird?
Sorry.
Cody's decided to eat some candy. Uh-huh. Oh, and it's really loud and terrible.
Do not disrespect your mother. I would hit you for that.
I think one of the responses was like, go ahead and try.
Yeah, try it and you're going to get hit.
Chocolate on
you're going to be buried.
Have a polite but honest chat with her about how she makes you feel. It doesn't sound like that. If she's
Let's
yelling
do a
at
practice
you,
one.
You're not going to have a polite, honest chat.
Jen, you can play my mom.
Okay.
Mom. I'm really sorry, but you're a hoe.
Oh my gosh.
I'm being
honest.
Yelling.
She's not yelling.
That's what Yahoo said to do, is to be honest and polite. And
why do you think I'm a hoe, son?
Because you're sleeping around with all my friends.
Oh. Weird.
Yeah.
Okay, that was a great
Sorry,
role play.
That was a good role play there.
It got so weird.
I'm sorry.
Sure did. User GD Troller says, is not wearing a bicycle considered probable cause?
What do you think they meant?
Helmet, probably.
But no, what would that even mean? Probable cause is not wearing
for the police searching you for
is
pot
not wearing
or coke.
It's not wearing a
bicycle helmet. It's got to be a helmet.
I don't know.
Like, oh, you're not following the law. We're going to search your backpack for pot.
You got any
fanny pack?
You got any cocaine in your poop chute?
Oh,
it's all there.
Oh.
Cody has to make one poop and butt reference per episode.
It's way
like
less
three
than my standard.
This episode.
Nope, that was the other.
This
one.
Is yep. That was
wait.
Last
the
episode.
Suppository was last episode.
Yeah,
was it?
I don't know. User Nellinu says all arrow keys not working except the up arrow key. What is happening? There's more details.
You shouldn't. Oh, okay. Is there more details?
Hi.
Oh my gosh, it's a novel.
I've been trying to find the answer to this issue for the past hour by trying to find someone else who asked this, but I have found nothing. All of a sudden, again, not part of a sudden, my left, right, and down arrow keys have completely stopped working. For some strange reason, the up arrow key still works. Those three arrow keys all stopped working on the same day. I don't really use them that much aside from on YouTube videos, which is how I noticed. I don't know why you would use arrow keys.
I don't know either.
They don't work anywhere else as well. The only time the scrolling works with the arrow keys is with the up key. What is happening? Why did only three of them stop working on the same day? If it was only one key, I would have just blamed my laptop, but it was three. And if it was all four of them, it might have been sticky keys.
I was going to say you shouldn't be putting any goo inside there.
What kind of goo?
I don't know. Slime. Slime is all the thing right now. It's the rage.
It's just so funny because it's like, if it was only one, I could understand.
People still doing slime?
Yeah, kids are.
I am. Got my collection at home. Glitter.
Slime collection.
Sticky. Not sticky.
Oh.
Weird.
So, no, there's a good chance that it just, if they were to pull the keyboard off, they would see an intricate pattern of, like,
coffee
wiring under there. You know, there's, like, these little metal paths that the connections follow, I'm pretty sure.
Okay.
Or it's a little nub. The little nub is jammed up.
The nub is jammed up.
You got a little touch the nub.
User question mark, the last question we have, asks, how can I block interracial porn on porn sites?
You're racist. Do minus interracial. It's as easy as that. You don't have to block it. Just when you're searching, do minus interracial.
I don't want to view any porn like that.
Anonymous says like no.
It's such a weird question.
Can we test that out? Let's go to a porn website and type minus. See if it works like Google.
I'm very confused. Rick29148 says, all you can do is call the address they're using to send it to you spam. If they send you the same crap from another address, it will skirt the spam filter. What does that mean?
I don't know.
I think that was a bot that responded.
Why? Are you racist? Says Kelsey.
Wait, thumbs up on Kelsey. That's funny.
Oh, that's not a nice one.
I like, troll. Don't go to these porn sites.
Don't watch those videos. Hold a piece of paper over the monitor. Look away from the monitor. Close your eyes.
That was a good response. It's such a stupid question.
Let's see if there's any new ones. Not really good.
When I was looking, a lot are in like foreign languages.
Foreign languages, you say?
Yeah, like...
What are you doing there? Making a lot of noises?
My butt's getting
tired. I know, it's sitting a long time.
Can my friends still see my post / pics on my Facebook account, which is already scheduled for deletion in 14 days?
Yeah.
Why black circles appear when I touch the screen of my Windows 8.1 notebook? How to disable this? What are you talking about?
No. I know
black
that.
Black circles.
Yeah, so when you click, a black circle appears. It's in the accessibility
menu.
When you
touch the screen?
Yeah, when he clicks. If he has a touch screen.
Black circles.
Touch screen, gosh. You think you're so funny.
Oh, you're so funny. That takes not being stupid and knowing it can be gotten rid of. Duh. That's
oh
not
my
helpful.
Gosh, what an awful
helpful
response.
What a thumbs
him down.
It's in the accessibility menu.
In
it's like
the
same thing that opens, that reads to you what's ever happening on the screen.
Yeah.
Whatever's happening. What caused Facebook stock to plunge?
A lot of stuff.
Am I getting hacked? My mouse opened Amazon by itself, in caps, went to gift cards, and then saw I had zero, then exited tab. It changed my Amazon password, too. That sounds like someone's hacking.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, it's his mom.
It's a ghost.
It's a ghost. Super ghost.
I'm over here. That's what Cody used to say.
I am over here.
I don't have any more Yahoo answers, guys.
Ooh.
Those
tip
are
of the day?
Those
or
are some
gonna...
real good
Cody's
ones.
Tip of the week. We probably did this one already. We did this one.
Didn't
we? We've done
Cody
30
of
them. Okay.
Tip of the week.
Okay. If we did this one, I'm really sorry. But as a reminder, because we were talking about VPNs.
We did this one.
Doing Chrome, like private browsing or Firefox in private, whatever it's called, is not actually private.
Incognito.
Your service provider can still see every single thing that you're doing.
Really?
We had a question about that last week. It was like, if I open a Facebook account in incognito mode and only view it in incognito mode, can Facebook know what I'm doing?
That's so funny.
You don't seem to know what incognito mode
Wait,
is.
But if I open incognito mode, doesn't it just not put it on the history?
Yeah, so it makes it so it doesn't save cookies or cache any of the files and it doesn't put it on the history, but your service provider or your workplace can still see
still
everything.
Seeing and logging everything.
So what
it just
I use,
save it.
I use in private or incognito mode at work. If I need to get onto my personal Facebook account, because if I ever need to do that, I don't like my credentials to be saved down in the computer. Or if I need to buy something while I'm at work real quick.
Yeah, I usually
I'll use
that.
Incognito so that I know
except
everyone
Amazon.
Can see it.
I don't care who sees what.
Oh, that's bad because I went to a computer on Friday.
Oh, that's
went
bad.
To Amazon.
Oh, that's bad.
And the
bad.
Team member was still signed into their account and I could have bought stuff. I saw everything they purchased.
Was their computer locked?
It doesn't matter. Not in our office. Is their computer locked? Yes, but they all have the same password.
I only go to incognito mode at work if I don't want my 15 tabs to open when I open Chrome. If I just want to go to a website and don't need all those tabs at once, then I'll just go to incognito and then go to that website. But otherwise, I need all those tabs.
Did we get a support ticket in just now?
I don't think so. None of my notifications are on.
Yeah.
As did. I'm a beta tester for Android P, and when you put it on Do Not Disturb now, none of your notifications show up on the computer until you take it off of Do Not Disturb, which I like better.
Do you want to answer the support ticket right now?
On no, thank the you.
Okay. Live.
What is it? You can.
Oh, Outlook crashed.
Good restart.
My Outlook app has been deciding recently to send me the emails that I receive hours after they come in. So that's helpful.
So it says so computer fun. Turned off. FYI, I don't think that. We had a power. Oh, okay. I don't think we had a power failure because everyone else's computer appears to be on, but mine was turned off this morning.
She must have gone to the office because you wouldn't be able to tell that. Anyway.
That or she's chatting up with people.
Mm.
You get the emails too.
I don't check support.
No,
don't
you get the emails like, here. Normal email.
No, mine sort out to a folder.
Gotcha.
I don't have time for that.
Okay, favorite podcast time?
Fave.
Cody T is a cool guy on Instagram. Everybody follow Cody T is a cool guy.
Cody T.
Also, let's see. What is
got some
I just
incredible
bought?
Podcasts for everyone.
Brina.guru. What's the Gen one? Did I just buy a Gen one?
Genrocks.org.
Emmarocks.xyz. Jen's a bad person. Dot today. Let me go back to this thing. Bonus this week in tech history.
I loved those laptops.
Apple introduces iBook laptop July 21st. Apple introduces the iBook laptop, the first mainstream computer designed and sold with built-in wireless knee.
I loved those. You have no idea how much I
don't
wanted
click it.
One of
don't
those.
Click it. It's going to show us the date.
No.
Oh, no, I see it.
I saw it, too.
Oh, no.
Sorry.
Okay, say it.
Let's see.
1999.
I win.
I won.
No, I said it louder.
1999.
With that networking.
I loved those laptops.
I despised them.
Really?
I despised
oh my God,
all
they
Apple
were
products.
So we'll just do freaking
a different
cool.
one. We'll just pick a different one.
Those seriously though, those laptops were my favorite. I was obsessed. I never had one. I wanted one so bad. And in that style, they also made monitors like that.
Well, so jealous. I liked the big computer where it was like the monitor was the computer yeah. itself. Those were nice. But the laptop.
But with that like clear and blue. My fave.
Here's our bonus this week in tech. What year was the world's first geosynchronous satellite launched?
I mean.
SynCom 1 was intended to be the first geosynchronous satellite, but an electronics failure rendered the satellite inoperable during the ascent to orbit. So this year, the actual first geosynchronous satellite was launched. What year, everyone? Play at home. Text me to 5555. I don't know how many numbers you're supposed to.
Okay, ready?
I'm going to do scissors.
You're dumb. So it's 4-3.
I'm going to do scissors. Rock, paper, scissors, says shoot.
So really
no,
good.
I didn't. I wasn't ready for it. I know the listeners don't get to see, but Jen goes to the extent of extending her arm and actually chopping my paper up with her fingers.
I did.
Like it was so just to make it clear. Jen's like, I got this. Snip, snip, snip.
I win.
Yep.
I'm over here.
Okay.
Wait, I do that for all of them though. Like if it was rock, I would have went like that.
You would have pounded me.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. You would have wrapped. You would have wrapped me.
World's first geosynchronous satellite. I don't know what that is. Geosynchronous.
Did you want me to go to first?
You can guess first, Cody.
She's just gonna guess one above.
Yeah.
Or below.
Oh.
Price is right.
1950.
Rules.
But if you do below, so it's not
really.
Yeah. 19. No, I didn't mean that. I'm taking it back. I'm taking it back. No. I'm taking it back. Because it's less than. So she gets if she goes
if she
below
says one. And if you're over, then she wins.
So, no, but what if she guesses like 1949 and it's 1940?
You're both over. So we both lose? Both over, and then you have to guess again.
That's lame.
Do you want to re-guess for real? Because that was a shitty guess.
No, I got
1950,
it.
Jen, what's your answer?
One.
The year one?
Yes.
No!
63.
I tricked you.
No!
Yes! No! I tricked because
I'm
no,
so pissed!
No, it's because they talked about the first rocket going out into space and it was like 1940 or
damn
something.
It.
So I'm like, it can't be 1950.
Oh, I thought it was... Fuck! That's
that was
horrible.
Good. Tricked you.
5-3. 5-3, Cody.
5-3.
Damn it.
You've been keeping track.
I only got one point today.
Loser buys Starbucks. That's what we're going to do. So
here's our shout out of the week. Not locations, because I just did that last episode on the same day.
In Guatemala.
Emma. Shout out to Emma. We shout her out every week. So here's your shout out, Emma.
Every single week.
Brina. Brina doesn't listen. Shout out to Brina. Shout out to Brandon from Steady Geekin.
Brandon?
I almost bought a Steady Geekin domain, but Jen said that was inappropriate.
Shout out to
the sellout at Halfway to Thundertown, the podcast I listen to.
Oh,
who have,
Mark
the
is
ones
very
who have the
upset
audible.com
about
ad. That's not cool.
Are you gonna stop listening?
No. What's your favorite podcast this week?
This week,
Cody.
I have so
or your
many
podcasts right
now.
Do you one,
really?
You have to say but one favorite one podcast. This is nobody's paying us to say this.
Can you give me one? To
mine
say?
Are all by the same producers, though.
Oh, but you only listen to NPR.
Yeah, that's
mine
all
is. I'll say Revisionist History by Malcolm Gladwell. It's really good this season. So you should listen to that.
You told me, I listened to the one good that you told me about. The
all of them this season are good. All of them last season were not, but.
What was the one this season? Was that the one with like memory, recalling memories?
That seems to be the theme for this season. Like a few cool of them have been about memory.
I should listen to more podcasts.
Radiolab.
I don't know what that is. NPR.
Mm-hmm.
There is one that I like. I don't remember the name. It's
Study
like
Geekin.
American History or something. Do you know that one?
Stuff You Didn't Learn in History Class. That's one.
This American Life?
Yes!
That's NPR.
Oh, I love that one.
I was listening to it on my way to this.
I like that one, actually.
And I read it this.
This.
Nope.
Did I have Reddit stories?
Oh, I really hope so. I'm sleepy.
You're sleepy?
Matcha doesn't do ish.
Yeah, I don't know if that's really coffee. Okay, this one is by Prize Fighter Products.
Oh, we're going through.
Oh, we're actually going to do these right now.
Yep. So I just got a call about 10 minutes ago where a user didn't know how to connect to VPN. I work tech support for a very well-known computer company. It went a little something like this.
I'm having trouble connecting to my VPN.
Okay, I understand how frustrating that can be. Have you updated your password recently?
No.
Okay, are you in the office or working remotely?
I'm remote.
How is your network connectivity?
I'm trying to connect to VPN.
Right. How is the signal from the network you're connecting to for your internet?
I'm not connecting to the internet. I'm connecting to the VPN.
You do know that you need to connect to the internet before you can connect to the VPN, right?
Why?
Because that's the way the internet and the VPN works. If you don't have any internet access, you can't patch into the company VPN.
How do I connect to the internet?
Just select the network you want to connect to from the options your Wi-Fi connection shows you when you click it from the lower right-hand corner of your monitor. If it's a public network, you might need to agree to the network's owner's terms and conditions.
Do I have to do this every time?
Only if you want to be able to do work. My colleagues and I got a good laugh out of this. Sometimes I feel like there should be a basic computer literacy test that employees need to pass before working for a large computer company. I have one more.
Mm-hmm.
Along the same lines, because there's only specific, like certain ones that are about VPN. My company went through a lot of ways to connect to the VPN at the time. This one is by internist_evil. At the time, we had a lot of hard work to do trying to coordinate with the user at home after hours while not being able to work after we clocked out. This one particular user confounded me. I took her to the local coffee shop as I did her director to set her up, but she insisted when she got home, she couldn't get on the VPN. This went on for about a month before she decided to go to my manager and director. I explained to them that I'd done everything I could and there had to be some kind of other problem. I ended up getting the okay to work after hours remotely with this user. The conversation went something like this. Okay, do you see your wireless network when you click on the wireless connection icon?
How do I know which one is mine?
When they came and set up your wireless, they would have told you. Doesn't matter, you can look on your router. Should be on the bottom.
Where is that?
I'm not sure. Wherever they placed it when they came to your house to set up your internet.
I don't have one of those.
Didn't you say you can read your email at home just fine?
Yes.
How do you do that?
On my BlackBerry.
Suddenly this horrible thought hits me. Do you have internet access at home?
No, I don't. Do I need that?
It was done at this point. The end.
That's amazing. So I...
Just using data to connect to on a BlackBerry to read email? Very strange.
I obviously did not know what a VPN was, but it makes sense that you need
the internet.
The internet to do anything.
I guess if nobody told you that it wasn't like it didn't replace an internet connection, I guess you wouldn't know.
I mean, you need an internet connection for something. You need to be plugged into something. I don't know how you wouldn't really know that. And that was
like
a
your
tech.
Work is not an internet provider. So
was the other one
would.
A tech company?
The first one was a tech company, and this, I don't know, this one was just a company.
So if that first one, like, do you think that they worked at the tech company?
Yeah.
The person
the employee
that was
for the tech
messing
company
up?
And the tech support for the tech company.
That's
they should
just
have known.
Sad.
They should definitely have known. Unless they're in sales and they just don't know anything about IT.
Oh, true.
Cody's just staring ahead.
Cody's so creepy.
I took off my headphones because my ears are really hot.
That's weird.
Told you I'm dying.
Oh.
Quickly.
You should seek help.
Seek help. Cody, go to the doctor.
We made 40 minutes on this one.
Boop, boop.
I don't know how.
So that's a long time for two episodes.
Because we're amazing. That's why.
That's not why for me.
I'm confused.
What?
You have so many cool things in your basement.
Cody's on drugs.
Like, I think I'm going to start taking things when you're not looking.
That's weird.
You have like that mug? Power block set or whatever, the adjustable dumbbells.
You got lift weights.
I've always wanted that dumbbell set, but they're so
just
expensive.
Just to look at it?
Oh,
are you going to lift weights?
I'm going to lift weights. Yeah, I'm going to try.
You're going to try?
Yeah. Lifting weights is a trying thing, not a doing thing.
What do you
thing.
Mean?
You can just come over here and borrow Mark.
I'm going to go play with them.
Okay, bye. Okay.
Thank you for listening to Help Desk Nightmares. If you like the podcast and you've listened to any other podcast, you know what I'm about to ask you to do. Like and review us on iTunes. It does help other people find the podcast. Follow us on Instagram @HelpDeskNightmares. Or for show notes and links, visit HelpDeskNightmares.com.